Good morning all, it's Wednesday today and it's a bright sunny day this morning, though allegedly it will rain this afternoon. And today's big event is that the kids are going to see their grandparents, my parents this time, as Poirot and myself are off to Edinburgh tomorrow in order for, as I'm going to a conference up there on Friday. Then we're going to look around Edinburgh and see the place over the weekend. So, yeah, they're going on a train. My dad's coming to pick them up on lunchtime, actually, I think. And then he's around for about half an hour and then they catch the train back to London. I wanted to pick up on Simon's excellent audiobook on the differences between iCloud and Dropbox, with a couple of minor thoughts myself, because I just can't resist, really. I wanted to comment that one of the first things is that iCloud does support Windows. Apple have provided a control panel plugin thing for Windows so that iCloud works on Windows in the same way that it works on Macs. So you're not completely limited to the Apple ecosystem. Though as far as I know, there is no Linux client for it. In terms of Dropbox, and you're talking about copyright files not storing them on Dropbox, I would kind of disagree with that, and I would say that you shouldn't store copyrighted files in publicly accessible Dropbox folders. Assuming the Dropbox service is working as intended, then a private Dropbox file is conceptually no different from a private file sitting on an external hard drive on your computer, or an external hard or a file sitting on your iPhone or something like that. It is, however, different if it's a publicly shared folder on Dropbox, because then you are publishing whatever files are in there. And obviously you can only publish copyright material if you have the rights to do so. So yeah, I have copyrighted material inside my Dropbox, but it's only private to me. No one else can get at it. At least in theory. Bugs aside, of course. Which it comes down to whether you should store confidential information in the cloud or not. But that's slightly different from copyrighted information. The other comment I had was that Simon mentioned something along the lines of an app has to be specially written to take advantage of iCloud. And in most syncing scenarios, an app has to be specially written to use Dropbox as well. Like 1Password is a really good example of an app that uses Dropbox to share its database around. But they had to write it specially to handle syncing with Dropbox. It didn't just work before they brought out new. They had to bring out a new release and everything. And the same is true for iCloud. For me, the biggest difference between iCloud and Dropbox is how generic or specialist each system is. So iCloud is a very specific syncing service. It syncs your data between apps written on the same apps on different devices. So iCloud syncing will sync my Tweetbot tweet marker position between the iPad and the iPhone, but I cannot sync my Twitter position onto Twitterific, for instance, because iCloud syncing is sandboxed per application. Dropbox, on the other hand, is completely generic. Once something is stored in Dropbox, any other app can get access to it. And to me, that's the biggest difference between the two. If you need the same data in multiple applications, Dropbox is the way to do it.